Hi, this is Dr. Jeff Zeig, and I'm the director of the Milton Erickson Foundation in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a brief vignette that I would like to add to the lore of Carl Rogers. I wish that I had spent more time with Carl Rogers, but I only met him on two occasions in 1985. One was in August 1985, when I attended a meeting of the American Psychological Association and met him for the first time, and that's the vignette that I want to tell. The second time that I met him was at the 1985, in December, the Evolution of Psychotherapy Conference. Oh, I have two vignettes now, so I just thought of another one. So 1985, this was at the at a hotel in Los Angeles, Biltmore Hotel, and it was an old hotel with chandeliers and a balcony and classic hotel in downtown Los Angeles. And Carl Rogers was speaking to Psy Chi, the undergraduate psychology honorary, so the room was filled with lots of young people. And it was billed as a conversation hour. I think that Ruth Sanford was sitting on stage with Carl, and he was this wizened 83-year-old man, a little bit of a dowager's hump, and speaking softly and meaningfully. And the students would be asking him questions, and I felt like a little bit of an anomaly there because it was for the undergraduate psychology honorary, and that made me one of the older people who was in the room. And the students were asking him about his research, about empathy, and about genuineness, and about positive regard, and very politely and kindly he was answering all of the questions that the students had. And then towards the end of the hour, some student just screwed up his courage to the sticking point and asked him about death. And I remember Rogers made a little joke. I can't remember the content of that joke. And then he smiled and said to the student and to the audience, he said, "You know, when I was a boy, it was predicted that I would die young. And now that I'm 83, I know that prediction will be true." And I still get a chill remembering that moment and the wise and humorous and profound nature of the way that he responded with such good grace. And then in 1985, I remember in the first Evolution of Psychotherapy conference, I had the faculty meeting in my suite. And so Carl Rogers was there, and so was Joseph Wolpe, and I remember that Carl, who was the oldest person at the conference, 83, shuffled over to Joe Wolpe, who was one of the older people at the conference at 78, older members of the faculty, and said to Joe, "I guess we've never met before," and Wolpe looked back at him and said, I guess we haven't." And so that gives you some idea of the flavor of psychotherapy, the state of psychotherapy in 1985. And there was the leading humanistic psychotherapist and the leading behavior therapist, and they had never met before. So the state of psychotherapy then was more, and the conference, the Evolution Conference, was more, more sparks, because it was like, you know, Star Wars and people touting some of their own approach. And when you think how far we've come in favor of integration, and that it has moved away from the way of, that people have had of singularizing and delineating their territory and making that their approach. And I remember the workshop that Carl did at the Evolution Conference. We had a ballroom that would fit 3,000 people, and that ballroom was filled for his three-hour workshop. And in the middle of the three-hour workshop, he did a demonstration of his client-centered approach with one of the students who was at the conference, and that demonstration is available through the Erickson Foundation. It must have been one of the last videotaped demonstrations of Carl. And before he started speaking, he got a 5-minute standing ovation, and then another standing ovation after he spoke, and just gives you some idea of how what a beautiful man he was, and how much people resonated. Yes, of course, with the brilliance of his technique, but yes, of course, even more with the person who he was. So I hope that gives a little bit of just a small candlelight of illumination to the magnitude of Carl Rogers. Thanks. This is Jeff Zeig, and I'm the director of the Milton Erickson Foundation, www.erickson-foundation.org.